from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to play the St. Brown game. St. Brown better than blank, comparing him against other receivers in the NFL.
All right, guys, so we did it with QBs and running backs. We excluded Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow for the QBs. We only excluded McCaffrey for the running backs when we did Gibbs. St. Brown, there are no exclusions, but I think the top two would be the two that we might. Number one, Justin Jefferson. Would you rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown or Justin Jefferson?
I don't think there's any debate. I think it's Justin Jefferson. I think he is far and away the best receiver in the NFL.
He missed
when
time.
Healthy.
He missed time last year. They had a quarterback issue, several of them. He's still at 1,000 yards. He's the best receiver in football.
And this is who would you rather have going into this year, by the way. We're not talking about legacies and careers. Yeah. All right. Second, who I think should be excluded, Tyreek Hill.
I would rather have Tyreek Hill than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, and I know we've heard from Amon-Ra St. Brown that he wants to be a guy that stretches the field. I think he can, but not the way Tyreek Hill does. There's so many different ways they can get Tyreek Hill the ball.
I think Hill's got maybe one more huge year left before he starts falling simply because the speed's going to go away, and that's why
eventually
he's so unique. All right, next, A.J. Brown.
I'll take St. Brown. And again, I think these guys are in a similar tier, but St. Brown an All-Pro last year, the first downs, the clutch stuff. I would rather have St. Brown.
So the thing about A.J. Brown versus St. Brown, A.J. Brown is sharing catches with Devonta Smith, and, you know, but he does have a quarterback that gets outside the pocket, can extend plays, can make things happen a little bit more, has more opportunity. This one's tough. I think I'd rather have A.J. Brown. I think he's a much more physical receiver, and he is a better deep threat than Amon-Ra St. Brown is.
All right, this is the one that I think would actually make a topic where we could debate back and forth because I'm not sure what the right answer is. CeeDee Lamb.
This is so tough. I have CeeDee Lamb just ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown, but these were 1 and 2 last year in yards after the catch. We might be done with receivers that I think are better than St. Brown. It's CeeDee Lamb ahead of him, Tyreek Hill ahead of him, Justin Jefferson ahead of him. That might be the list.
Yeah, and I know that he's got more yards. He's, you know, his average is a little bit better than Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he also had a lot more targets.
Yep.
In that offense, I mean, CeeDee Lamb is the focus of that offense. I would take Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he does more for the team, whether it's the short routes, it's the crossing routes. I think he is a more complete receiver than CeeDee Lamb is.
So last year in the fall, I said at one point, I think middle of the season, I said Amon-Ra St. Brown's better than CeeDee Lamb. I think CeeDee Lamb was listening because he exploded and showed everything. And I honestly, like I said, I think that's the one where there's not a right answer. All right, moving on, Davante Adams.
Man, such a great route runner. But I'd rather have St. Brown. I would. And some of this is hard because Davante Adams is in a situation where he doesn't have great quarterback play anymore. And if you've watched the receiver series, he's also very aware of that. But at this point, I'd rather have St. Brown. More productive, more reliable, more dependable. The yards after the catch, that extra gear that I don't think Adams has at this point.
Yeah, I think it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, and it's for all of the things that he does for this team. Even when the Lions were not great, you were going to get the best of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know that you could say the same thing from Davante Adams.
This one's interesting. Ja'Marr Chase. Jim sees the entrance. It's not so easy. Knee-jerk is Chase.
Well, ability or availability is one of the greatest abilities. And I'll take Amon-Ra St. Brown, especially now that we've seen the receiver series and all of the different things that seem a little bit worse now looking back, knowing more about the injuries that Amon-Ra St. Brown was willing to play through. I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's got muscle off the bone. He's like, hey, I'm going to miss one game. I'm right back out there. He's tough. Yeah, you know what? I'll take St. Brown,
Steel
too.
Steel plates in the shoes.
Yeah. And I think Chase is great. He certainly benefits playing with his college quarterback, who is better than Jared Goff. I don't want to incite that discussion. I think St. Brown's better.
He's definitely more dynamic, Chase. But I think interesting here, that's the draft that Brad Holmes took Amon-Ra St. Brown, he got him in the fourth round, and Chase went fifth overall. How about that? Brad Holmes love.
You might know what he's doing.
All right, this one, maybe too soon for this guy, but Puka Nacua?
Too soon. I want to see it done more than just one season. How much was he benefiting from Cooper Kupp? How much was he benefiting from just the offense? Now, we could say Amon-Ra St. Brown obviously benefits from the offense and Ben Johnson calling the plays. But I think even though Laporta, even though Gibbs, they're all going to get more touches. J-Mo is going to get more touches. I don't think we see a drop-off in the production of Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's still going to get his because he is that good, and he just finds ways to get open.
And I do wonder, as Cooper Kupp reemerges, don't forget about him, he's still in that offense, do we see Puka Nacua's numbers come down just a little bit in a more balanced attack?
It doesn't
lessen
the player he is, but obviously it lessens the numbers.
But his part of his selling point is the numbers of his rookie season, and those I don't think are going to hold true moving forward.
To my point, I think his numbers go down, even though it doesn't change how good he is. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I don't think his numbers are affected. In fact, I think his numbers continue to go up.
All right, you brought up the name, Cooper Kupp. He was the last add on this list. We left off DJ Moore and Mike Evans. We put on Cooper Kupp. Is the injury being held against him too much in bounce back time? Remember, he was still a borderline MVP.
I'm going to still say Amon-Ra St. Brown. The thing about Cooper Kupp, he has that ability, and it's a deep ability as well, to find ways to get open. Some of that's the offense. Some of it's his elite route running. But that's where I think Amon-Ra St. Brown continues to find ways to get open. It's his elite route running. And I think that's – everybody talks about the 202 catches a day, his Amon-Ra St. Brown's elite hands. When you watch him run routes, you watch him get off the line of scrimmage, you watch him and his awareness and his knowledge of what a defense is trying to do, that's where I think Amon-Ra St. Brown separates himself from a lot of these other receivers.
Did you get your answer on that?
Yeah, I didn't give the answer, but yeah, I'll take St. Brown.
Okay, you don't think Kupp should have been on the list. Okay, I'm going to say this much. Cooper Kupp is a sneaky guy you can draft in a fantasy league this year that could end up winning you the league if he bounces back to what he was.
Yeah.
Value, Jim.
Value. Wait, is that the whole list?
No, we got two more.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs.
No.
Yeah. This guy, not even on the list. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously brings his assets to the team now down in Houston, but you talk about the intangibles, the culture that Amon-Ra St. Brown has been a large part, if not the major part, of the shift in Detroit. That's not at all Stephon Diggs.
All right, and the last one wants to be paid like the sun god, Brandon Ayuk.
Very good player, not better than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I see him as more of a one-dimensional guy. He is their stretch the field guy. I don't view him as a crossing route type of guy. I don't know that he has the toughness to be able to handle some of those routes that he even wants to. They've got Deebo Samuel to do that. They've got Kittle to do that. I see him more as just that simple deep threat.
Well, that's something that we didn't bring up really at all in this. We can bring up St. Brown and the yards after the catch, the first down conversions. How about a run blocker? You know what I mean? Like, I know that's not the top of the list for these receivers, but shouldn't that be kind of a tie goes to the guy who gets his nose dirty and wants to move people when he doesn't get the ball?
So, even when he gets the ball, his awareness of his teammates around him and utilizing, whether it's Reynolds, we saw in that Tampa Bay game, it's the ability to set up his other receivers so that they can make a block. We've seen J-Mo do a great job. That was one of the things. Hey, we didn't draft him to be a blocker, but he is a willing blocker down the field for guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I got to do one ad here. Okay, Deebo. Deebo, because if you include his versatility,
right.
And John, only because you thought Deebo had the biggest impact on that team when he missed versus other guys missing time.
He's a tough guy to to put the category, right?
He is a receiver.
He is a receiver. They use him out of the backfield. They use him in reverses. They use him in a number of different ways. I would still rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown because of Amon-Ra St. Brown's elite hands.
Yeah, if we only could have one on my football team, I'd take St. Brown. I actually put together my top 10 to do this. I had Jefferson 1. I had Tyreek Hill 2. CeeDee Lamb 3. Amon-Ra St. Brown 4. All pro last season, we've highlighted. I have Chase 5. A.J. Brown 6. Davante Adams 7. Brandon Ayuk is 8. I had Mike Evans, who's dependable at the end of this top 10 list, along with Garrett Wilson, who I think could have a big year, finally with some quarterback play.
I think Ja'Marr Chase is the one wild card, the biggest wild card, just because he's missed a lot of time. His numbers have been affected by it. And other than Joe Burrow being hurt, him being hurt as well has really harmed the Cincinnati Bengals.
And that's the St. Brown game. Better than blank. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.